So mount the Fillmore wagon and through the nation ride. The Union is our wagon, the people are its springs, and every true American for Millard Fillmore sings. Wait for the wagon, the Millard Fillmore wagon. Wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
Did you hear that? Millard Fillmore.
I guess so. Millard Fillmore.
The Whig Party.
That is his campaign
led
song.
By Daniel Webster. So he
okay,
and they were. It looks like very libertarian and very much about expansion of the West, industrialization, and it eventually ended up getting merged with the Republican Party. And probably where it went bad from there. No.
Well, we're talking about Millard Fillmore because he is the president, doesn't get near the recognition he should as the occupant of the White House. He is the one that brought in the first plumbed bathtub with hot water, the first flushing toilet. So, and he really was no member of any party, not Republican or Democrat. I like the guy already. I like the guy, right?
Yeah, it was the Whig Party at the time.
Yeah. We've got Dennis on the line, who was actually an earlier caller in the show. Let's bring him in and get an update of his status on the home repair project he's working on. I love it when we get updates on the same day. Dennis, good morning. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Romy.
What are you working on, man? That hot water heater still?
The hot water heater.
What do you got? What's your current status?
I called the number on the tank, and I explained the problem to them, and they verified the warranty information, which they had. And they gave me a number to go to the customer service desk at the home improvement store and get a replacement water heater.
Wow. So they're gonna give you a free water heater because you sent the registration card in?
Yes.
That's awesome, Dennis. Well, how about that, buddy?
That's right. Now all I need is a friend with a pickup to go get it.
Are you going to be able to find somebody?
Oh, yeah. I got
all right.
Probably not this weekend, but somewhere during the week or next weekend.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for the update. We appreciate you calling, Rosie, on the house and giving you that little tip on where to find that phone number and how to make that phone call. Probably saved you something in the neighborhood, depending on the size water heater and how good a one you bought, between $350 and $600 or even as much as $700. So take some of that money you saved. Here's one of the things we do at Rosie on the House. Look, if you're trying to tackle something around your home and we can help you get it done by yourself or get it done less expensively than you thought you were going to have to or more economically, we give you a tip of the trade, we give you a trick, we give you the right tool to use, or like Dennis, we just steer you in the right direction. We'd like to think that for all of you that we save you money, you would take some portion of that saved money and forward it on to Habitat for Humanity or the charity of your choice. But Habitat, because of its affiliation with housing, it's a hand up, not a hand out. Everything about Habitat, we're strong supporters of. I think Jennifer's recruiting the entire staff at Rosie on the House to go do a volunteer day here sometime soon, as well as try and recruit all of our Rosie members to get out there. Maybe for a little while there, we were building a Rosie on the House Habitat home every year.
Time to get back to it.
All right. So there you go. So we save you money. I can't remember the woman that called in here about a year ago, and she was getting ready to spend an unbelievable amount of money. Oh, it was Radiant Barrier. It was attic ventilation, ventilation, insulation, and radio. She was getting ready to spend $12,000 to cut her electric bill with this package of super efficient attic work. And I talked to her on the phone on air. She still didn't believe it. She still wanted to spend the money. I called her again during the week. I said, look, can I just come over and visit with you? She was an APS customer. At the time, I actually brought an APS representative out to the house with me, and I talked her through it. We ended up saving her $12,000 that she just didn't need to spend. So when we get things like that done, that makes it reason enough to get up every Saturday morning and have Rosie on the house. So we're talking.
She was going to be like 280 by the time that investment paid for itself.
Yeah, the payback period was something in excess of 13 or 14 decades.
Yeah.
Man. Okay,
but
so
she didn't go for it, so that's good.
We finally talked her out of it. Okay, so we build the White House for $250,000, give or take a few. Okay. We install gas lighting in the 1850s. We install indoor plumbing in the 1850s. We install central heat in the 1850s.
And this is all still on a gold standard.
Well, yeah, this is probably, this is all still gold standard.
This is pre-Federal
real money.
Reserve.
It's real money. Then we get to the point where Teddy Roosevelt moves in.
Mm-hmm.
The house is in pretty bad shambles. He convinces the people, let's not tear it down. Let's,
got bigger fish to fry
let's
here.
Just kinda, let's just kind of fix it up. They do a little remodel in the early 1900s. Then we have the Roaring Twenties. Everybody was having too good a time to remodel. Then we had the Great Depression. Everybody was too miserable to remodel. Then we had World War. Well, of course, World War I snuck in there. And then World War II. And then Franklin D. Roosevelt is followed by Harry Truman. Harry Truman's daughter's piano falls through the floor of the White House. They do a structural analysis on it and decide in 1852 the house isn't even safe enough to live in. They move the Truman family to the Blair House, and they proceed on a remodel. Now, Romy, we've done remodels like this before here in Arizona, where we're actually going in and replacing the skeleton of the home due to termite damage or just old age. So think
not 55,000 square feet.
No, haven't worked on a home that big. But I want you to think of the last couple projects we've done like that.
And this is entire remodel of the entire White House, not just like the piano room that fell.
No, this
whole
is,
house,
yeah.
55,000 square feet. And this is, give me a year, this is 50s?
1952.
So this is before electronics. I mean, home intercoms.
No big screen home theater.
Those little intercoms didn't come around until late 60s, early 70s. So probably just some wiring for lights and some plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some pretty incredible wood craftsmanship that went into the finished product.
Yeah, and some plaster cornice work and stuff like that, sure. $250,000 to build in 1792.
And the remodel is 52.
1952.
So 40 years after the Federal Reserve. So I'm going to double my original number and put it at about $6 million.
Well, you are really close. It was $5.7 million.
Oh?
You should be an estimator for the remodeling company. $5.7 million. So that got the home back to where it was safe, got people where they could live in it, could proudly bring in your friends and your guests and the foreign dignitaries that visit. What really, the first memory I have of the White House, as a child, I can remember sitting in our home watching Jackie Kennedy give the entire American viewing public a TV tour of the White House. She had actually moved in, John F. and Jackie moved in, and they actually brought back a lot of vintage period furniture to the house. And carpeted it and painted it and wallpapered it. And she gave a one-hour documentary tour. You can still see it on YouTube. It's a one-hour documentary, Jackie Kennedy touring you through the newly remodeled, refurbished White House. That's my earliest memory. I can remember sitting down and watching that show. So how about that? And it was not in color. It was in black and white.
Have they got the, what do they call it, redigitized in color now?
I don't know.
She had such lovely taste. She really did.
But here's some of the things. After the Kennedys, the president started willy-nilly putting in their own little things in the White House. I'd like to know who paid for these things, okay? So what does Richard Nixon put in the White House? Can anybody guess what Richard Nixon had installed in the White House? Somebody guess.
A wiretap?
That's what I was going to say.
A one-lane bowling alley in the basement.
I wouldn't guess that.
Okay, so he puts in a one-lane bowling alley.
When you're seeing little things, I'm thinking like a mustache trimmer. Or a family picture. A one-lane bowling alley.
Yes. Yeah, in the basement.
I guess it's not an alley. One lane. One strip.
So who pays for that? The Republican National Committee? Congress?
I don't want to think
U.S.
about
taxpayer?
It.
Did Richard pay for that? Okay. here's the next one. Gerald Ford moves in. Okay. Because Richard decided to go on vacation. Gerald Ford moves in, and he installs he installs an outdoor swimming pool. I would have thought that would have already been there.
So this is now the mid-75? Is that when Ford got in?
Right about, yeah.
75? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Ronald Reagan.
How big? Is it big enough to invite the guest people over, or is this private for the White House?
I don't know.
If it's 55,000, how big... Does your pool have to, if you've got a 55,000 square foot house, how big does the pool have to be just to look proportionate?
I don't know. Can you Google Earth the White House? Google Earth the White House and let's see how big the swimming pool. Ronald Reagan set up an exercise room in one of the spare bedrooms. Hillary Clinton converted one of the spare bedrooms into a sound insulated music room for her husband.
He was
quite the musician, really.
Well, I do remember Kenny G and saxophone, but. Yeah. I think he was using the sound insulation for something else.
Where did he do that saxophone concert? Was it on Saturday Night Live that he did that? I think it was.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was. He was one of the first presidents to ever be on Saturday Night Live. Hey, did any of y'all see the 40th reunion Saturday Night Live show? I didn't think it was very good. You thought they would show you a bunch of skits, but it wasn't. It was just all the celebrities going on stage.
Looking very old and stuffed into tuxedos.
Boy, weren't they really. They did the funniest Celebrity Jeopardy they've ever done.
Well,
that
was
the only skit they did the entire 40th anniversary.
I didn't even know it was a 40th until I heard it on the radio on Tuesday. Well, I went and looked up to see if there was a Celebrity Jeopardy because that is the one reoccurring theme I always loved. And Norm as Burt Reynolds and I don't even know who plays Sean Connery. Oh, the three of them with Trebek. Oh. I do enjoy the celebrity joke.
Well, let's never do a Rosie on the House 40-year anniversary.
Right.
Let's just not do that. We're gonna keep talking about the White House here. We're getting some calls lining up right now on just various questions on projects around the house. A couple more things about the White House. So, how many gallons of paint do you think it takes to repaint? Just the outside of the White House.
I could calculate that with a few minutes if you do the square foot coverage, but a lot.
Okay. So, we're going to go on a station break here, and you can just put your little calculator to work. Okay, you came very close on the remodeling estimate, by the way. I think Stan's going to want you to start moving y'all office together. He's going to want you to start helping with the estimates. How many gallons of paint to cover a 55,000 square foot home we call the White House? The good thing about the paint job is you don't have to cut any colors in.
All white.
Everything is white. More when we get back.